Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today I want to get back into, we'll talk a little bit about relationships today. I really want to focus on my milestone of 6 months with my girlfriend, and not so much to have pats on the backs or people tell me I'm stupid for being in a relationship. I bring it up because I want to tell guys who maybe they are interested in a relationship, maybe not the traditional relationship, or maybe they're just interested in relationships in general. How to survive 6 months. No, I know that might sound ominous, right? How to survive 6 months. Oh, it's crazy. And it sounds toxic. No, it's not what you expected. Frankly, it's not what I expected. And that's why I want to talk about it. Because it's one thing to talk about a relationship and you've never had one. It's another to talk about it when you're so deep in a relationship that you don't even know left from right, up from down, or anything else. It's really hard to have an opinion that makes sense. For example, there are guys who can let their emotions get a little too close to home. They can be a little too emotional, and it's easy to let that just go completely, distort your worldview to the point where you don't even know what you're talking about anymore. And so let's get down to a couple things that I've noticed being 6 months with my girlfriend. Number one is you have to make compromises because that's just human nature. If you want to have a relationship, you have to make some kind of compromise. I don't care if it's a lot or a little. You're making compromises. It's unavoidable. But don't listen to these dating coaches who are like, no, man, just whole frame. And then it'll all work out. Dude, you know how hard it is to hold frame when you've been out working all day and you come home and you're like, having a conversation and she's trying to tell you something and you're just like, bro, I don't give a fuck anymore. Can we just, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Do what you want. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be there, man. And not because she's bad or evil, but because women are just different than us. Women are different than us. If you haven't figured that out by now, you'll figure it out pretty quick. You'll figure it out really quick. Second thing that I've learned, I'll try to keep this to a list of 10 things. First thing was you got to make compromises. Second thing I've learned, you're not going to be getting sex as much as you expected. Now, for a lot of dudes, this won't be a surprise. To some dudes, it is. Because here's that's the interesting thing. You think that the incels are the guys who don't have girlfriends. To some extent, that's probably true. The other extent is guys who are in relationships, especially after like the honeymoon stage is over. I would say 3 months is usually when the honeymoon phase is officially over. And that's if you got the extended package. Over time, it's going to go away. And life's going to happen. It's not so much that your girlfriend's always turning you down or that she's not attracted to you. That might be a role. That might come into play. I'm not telling you it's not going to happen. It could. But it's also good as life happens, dude. First of all, let's assume that you even live with her. That's number one. If you live with her different, maybe it might be different. But most people don't live with their girlfriends. Most dudes, they see their girlfriend maybe 3-4 times a week, maybe at best. And so for you, you're going to know this a little better than me. Me, I live with my girlfriend. Yes, I know. I'm committing the cardinal sin. No cohabitation. I get that. I get it. The reason I did this in the first place is because I wanted to see if I was right. I wanted to see, maybe I was wrong. I'm always willing to admit that I could be wrong. Most dudes aren't. Most dudes think they're right about everything. Now, while I reserve the right to tell you I am right about, you know, pretty much everything, I do not for a second pretend like I don't challenge my belief systems. That I don't say, hey, wait a minute, maybe I could be wrong about what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm off base. And that's why, not the whole reason in my relationship, but I really hadn't given a long-term relationship a chance before. Reason being, number one, ever since I turned 18, I've been going from military to college to now this job I'm working now. Like, I went to Kansas and then Idaho, and I've been into a lot of different places since I graduated high school. I didn't go to high school, go to college, get this 9-to-5 office job, live in the same place, see the same people. No, that has not been my life at all. As a result of that, I don't have the typical lifestyle. And as a result, I don't expect somebody to just do that with me. Now, Reagan, who is my girlfriend now, has been for, we're celebrating our 7 months, not six, seven tomorrow. And I've learned a lot of things throughout these last 7 months. I've known her for longer than that, but we've been together for almost 7 months. I've learned quite a bit. Number one, I already told you, is compromise. Number two is that sex, you're not always going to have it all the time. Okay. And number three, let's go to number three. Number three, women like to collect stuff. Women like to get all kinds of random stuff. They like to buy things. They like to store stuff. A lot of guys who are married will tell you this. And that's why they have a garage full of crap. They gotta like go through spring cleaning and be like, "What? I haven't seen this in 10 years. That's how this happens. Why do you think so many different companies aim their products towards women? Answer, because women buy so much stuff, dude. That's why they buy so much stuff. So if you're a dude, you can't be broke. Don't broke date. Broke dating is dumb. Stupid. I don't understand these guys who come out here and act like a dating coach. Oh, yeah, man. Like, don't give a woman nothing. Don't pay for nothing. Don't do nothing. Don't do this. Don't do that. Keep her in check. Man, you goofy. That's not how this works. It might work if you're just trying to bang bar chicks and skanks. It's not going to work if you're actually trying to have a relationship, whether it's a friends with benefits, a non-traditional relationship, or even a traditional relationship. It's not going to work. It doesn't work. I don't care what he says. I care about how much hogwash is he putting in with the 5% of truth he's giving you. That's a fact. Okay? That was number three. Number four, you need to have something that's more important than your relationship. Your relationship cannot be your life. See, a lot of guys, they do that, especially younger guys. Younger guys, I'm sorry, but I gotta put you guys on blast. Younger dudes, you tend to make your life your relationship. I've seen a lot of guys do this. I'm 25 now. I was 20 once. I was 15 once. Guys, you can't make your relationship your life. Doesn't work. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked, bro. It doesn't work because then your entire existence becomes around the woman. Women have tons of options. Even if they don't want to tell you they don't have tons of options, they do. Reason being, they have a vagina. They have beauty. Men want it. Men from attractive, wealthy guys to broke, ugly dudes. They all want the same thing. They want attention and validation and sexual energy from hot chicks. This is a fact. So guess what? You can't make your reality all about them. I don't care what they tell you. Can they be important and should they? Yes. But you got to have something you care more about than your relationship. Because you got to have a North Star in your life. You could have a first mate. You could have a co-captain if you really want to, but they can't be your North Star. They can't be your reason for sailing your ship. They can't be the reason that you do things in your life, because guess what? They're going to get bored of that. That's a lot of responsibility to put on another person. Let's put that into the perspective for a second. You're telling me that as a man, you're going to make your entire life about chicks? I mean, who was it? Was it Tolstoy? I'm trying to remember who it was. The guy who said that everything is about sex except for sex. I forget who said that. Anybody in the comment section, if you know who I'm talking about, who said that, please let me know. I remember the saying. I forget who said it. But that's number four. Number five that I've learned in 6 months being with my girlfriend almost 7 months now. You have to be able to communicate. Now, I know women say this all the time. They say communicate. What does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. When they say communication, what they really mean is you need to know what you're doing and you need to know how to tell them to get on board. That's what communication is. Now, I'm going to refer back to one of my previous statements, which is you have to be able to make compromises. Yes, but you never compromise from a place of weakness. Communication from a woman's standpoint means I want to know what my man wants to do and I got to know why he's doing it and how I can get on board. That's what they want you to do. They may not even realize it themselves, but that's what they want. They want you to lead. That doesn't mean you can be a controlling douche. It means know what you're doing, where you're going, with or without them, and tell them what the plan is. Don't tell them what you could do, what you might do. Tell them what you're going to do. Now, am I perfect in this regard? No. In general terms, I am pretty good about it, though. Why? Because I know what I'm doing with my life. I know where I'm going in my life. I have a plan. A lot of people don't have a plan. They have pornography. They have excuses. They don't have a reason to do what they're doing. They just have something they in general want, and they have no idea how to get it. That's the unfortunate reality. If you're one of those guys, that's okay. I've been there myself, but you gotta fix it. You gotta fix it ASAP. Well, let me change this real quick. My hand's getting tired. I'm gonna switch my hand real quick. If you're watching on the video, if you're listening to audio, you don't know what just happened. I switched hands. So let's go to number six. Number six is this. My friends, I can't believe I even have to say this. Number six, you have to actually do the things you say you're going to do. For example, you say to your girlfriend, hey, I'm going to cook dinner tonight. Hey, I'm going to do this. Hey, whatever you say you're going to do, I don't care how little it is, you do it. For example, I tell my girlfriend, I'll do dishes. Why? Because I'm used to doing them anyway. I've been single for a while. I did them when I was a kid. My mom wanted me to do them. I do them. Why? Because I volunteered to do them. I told her I'd do it. I do it. She doesn't have to ever remind me to do it. I do it. Why? Because I said I'm going to do it. I said I'm going to keep working on my job. I do it. You say you're going to do things, you do it. Don't be a weak piece of garbage and not do what you say you're going to do, because they will lose respect for you. They will. And I don't blame them. They have full right to lose respect for you. Why? Because you don't even respect yourself to do what you say you're going to do. Relationships, my friends, are to an extent a power dynamic. You know, when I was in college, in my philosophy class, I said that to my professor. My professor looked at me and he said, Austin, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And if you think that, you will never have a meaningful relationship in your life. Now, I think he was wrong. And I also think he got very emotional. But what I said was true. It is a power dynamic. But you know what was interesting? My girlfriend, to her credit, had a conversation with me pretty early on in the relationship. She told me, she said, you know, when I hear the word power, I immediately equate it with being controlling. And I don't blame her. I don't. You know why? A lot of dudes try to control their girlfriends. A lot of dudes try to control their life in general in ways they can't do it. You can control how you react. You can control, to an extent, what happens to you. But more often than not, you do not have the power nor the mental capacity to control every single thing that can happen, might happen, has happened, will happen in your life. Thus, you don't try to do that. Instead, focus on what you can control, and you have two options. One, solve it, or two, get over it. It sounds simple, right? But you'd be shocked at how many times in our lives as men, we sit there and we're like, oh, I hate this. Oh, this isn't right. And I should be able to control this. No way. You can't have that mindset. It'll consume you. It will make you hate your life. In the same way that when my girlfriend voiced to me, hey, I'm used to dudes being controlling in my relationships. I told her, I said, you know what? I'm not them, number one. And number two, you either get on board or get out of the way. If you ever go on her live streams, which she has on TikTok on a regular basis, I've tagged her in below. You can go watch her or not watch her. I don't care whether you do or not. But what I'm saying to you is, you ask her in her live stream if I've said this. Now, she'll tell you I've said it. It's get on board or get out of the way. That is my philosophy in my life with the people in my life. You either get on board with what I'm doing and where I'm going, or get out of the way, because I'm not going to sit here and waste my time. Gentlemen, if you come at your relationships in that regard, you would think you'd be negative, right? But it's not. Why? Because you are telling people up front what to expect. A lot of dudes are afraid to do this. They're afraid to set boundaries and rules and lines in the sand. You can't be afraid. Number seven is exactly that. Do not be afraid. You can't be afraid to lead, my friends. You cannot be afraid to lead. One thing I've learned being in a long-term relationship that I honestly should have learned beforehand was this. You can't lead others if you can't lead yourself. You can't hold yourself to a high standard, then you can't tell someone else to step their game up.
without being a hypocritical piece of crap. Do not be that person. It is a disgraceful thing to do. It makes you look stupid. It makes you look like somebody who nobody's going to respect, and they're going to look at you and be like, this guy does not respect himself. And they will lose. If a woman ever loses respect for you, it's game over. Cue the Mario and landing lava noise. It's over. You're done. It doesn't work. Women do not have sex with men they don't respect. You, my friend, need to have respect. And I'm not saying demand respect. I'm saying you talk the talk and you walk the walk. Sometimes walk in the walk before you even need to talk the talk. Straight facts. And if you can't do that, well, guess what? You just lost. You lost the game, my friend. You lost the game. My microphone just died. I thought I charged that thing all dang day. It goes to tell you how sometimes things just disappoint you, which is a whole other thing. Number 8, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed, and you got to find out how you, not me, you, how you're going to deal with disappointment. Because how you deal with disappointment will tell you everything you need to know about your crisis management skills. I don't care if it's disappointment in your job. I don't care if it's disappointment with your friends, family, pets, whatever. The camel's back will be broken by the piece of straw. And more, 9 out of 10 times, that straw that breaks the camel's back is going to be something your significant other says or does. At which point, you have to make a choice. Are you going to sit there and blame them? Or are you going to sit there and say, wait a minute, hold up. This is not entirely their fault. However, I'm unhappy and I got to get out of the situation. I'm not going to say something I regret. I'm not going to do something, God forbid, I'm going to regret. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to be mature. I'm going to make a mature choice. You cannot let that happen. If you do it, your relationship will go toxic and it will not endure. I don't care if it's a relationship with a romantic partner or with a friend. You can't let other people just vent on you without being a weakling. And most people are not weaklings. The most people will stand up for themselves. At least I surely hope so. Number 9. We're going on 10 things that I've learned in my 6 months in a relationship, almost 7. Number 9, you have to pick your battles. Now, a lot of these are applicable across the board, but this one in particular is incredibly important. Go on to pick your battles. What matters to you? Does her leaving your socks out bother you to the point where you're going to make a big deal about it? Does her maybe not making the bed or not doing laundry or not folding laundry or whatever, is that gonna really cramp your style? Is that really going to make you freak out? You're going to make it a big deal? What you choose to make a big deal about, that's your business. What I'm telling you is you have to choose your battles very carefully, because the more you pick and cry wolf, just like in that story, the man who cried wolf, or I think it was the boy who cried wolf, after a certain number of times, the villagers didn't believe him anymore. In the same way that if you make a big deal and make a mountain out of every molehill in your relationship, it's over. You're going to burn out so quickly you have no idea, and you're going to lose frame. You're going to lose frame as a man if you make a big deal out of every single little thing that happens. You got to pick your battles, and you got to pick them carefully. If you don't, then you're going to just cue the same response. And finally, number 10. Number 10 out of the 10 things I learned is not everybody should be in a relationship. Because sometimes, as a man, you're in a building phase and you can't afford to have a relationship. We don't live in a world, especially in the West, in America, we don't live in a time where a lot of women have the desire to build anything with you as a man. In fact, if anything, they're looked down on by other women for doing so. And so do not think this is normal, and do not think that you're going to find what you're looking for. And especially not easily. You, my friend, have to build and have a purpose first. This last one ties into every one to come before it. You gotta have things, in plain English, for women to want to be part of your program. If you don't have a program, If you don't have a train to get on board, it's no wonder that nobody wants to be on your train. That's not a main, that's not a euphemism for something dirty. That's just an example. If you don't have anything going for you, then you can't be shocked that if nobody wants to get on board. In the same way that if a woman has nothing going for her, she has no boobs, she has no ass, she has a bad attitude, she's annoying, she's not going to get high-level guys. In the same way that if you as a man, you don't have a purpose in life, you don't have things you're going to stand behind, you don't have things you care about, then why would a woman waste her time with you? My friends, relationships are hard. They're a lot of work. And at the end of the day, you have to decide whether you want to be part of it or not. I see both sides of the aisle now. I really do. But you, my friend, have to decide what you're choosing to do and what you're choosing you don't want to put up with. Don't just be in a relationship for social validation. Do it because you want to be there. Do it because you think it's best for you. Not because you want people to think differently of you or because you think you want their attention or validation. Forget all that BS. Do it because you want to and because you think it's going to be good for your brand, your life. That's why you do it. My friends, you let me know if you've been in a relationship, whether you've been in a marriage, dating relationship, whatever. Let me know how you've survived as long as you did, or if you're still in it, how do you survive into this day? And you let me know. I think a lot of us can learn a lot from each other and exchange those notes and see if we're all on the same page. My friends, take care of yourselves. And I look forward to hearing about you on this topic. Take care. I'm out. Peace.